building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners.
You have 210-story office buildings. You don't find a desk. You don't find a chair. You don't find a telephone, a computer. Building collapsed to dust.
Their fear is that there may have been explosive device planted either in the building or in the adjacent area, and that's why they're being so cautious.
But we have a report now of a fourth explosion at the Trade Center.
We think there were bombs set in the building.
We know our government can lie to us. Why isn't this a lie? Look at the pictures that they give you.
Right,
buildings don't fall down like that.
That was crazy.
This is an inside job.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
There is a tremendous amount of evidence that the government created the September 11th attack.
What happened at the base of the towers just before they came down?
There has just been a huge explosion.
High-rise steel-frame buildings have never, before or after 9/11, been caused to collapse by fire.
The World Trade Center. You can see the firemen assembled here, the police officers, FBI agents, and you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now raining debris on all of us. We better get out of the way.
The official pancake collapse theory is an unrealistic deception. The pancake collapse theory violates the laws of science.
Let's look carefully at the collapse itself.
When we take a close look at how the buildings collapsed, it appears as if explosives were used.
Precisely placed.
Notice the puffs of concrete issuing from the sides of the building well ahead of the collapse wave.
A conspiracy.
A light-colored dust detonation zone quickly progresses down the side of the tower.
All my bullets are popping out.
Squibs, which represent little puffs of smoke, which were clearly a sign of controlled demolition.
Controlled demolition. Controlled demolition. Controlled demolition.
Every time we gather new data, it fits in with this picture that thermite was used to weaken and finally bring down these buildings, the World Trade Center buildings.
Thermite is a compound of iron oxide and aluminum, which when ignited, sustains an extreme heat reaction.
The news agencies are trying to manipulate emotions, not provide serious information.
A conspiracy.
Wake up! You know your media lies to you every day. Your government has on record for hundreds of years lying to you every day.
A conspiracy.
Be smart.
outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th, malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
At this point, we still do not really have a meaningful explanation for what happened to the building.
Conspiracy theory rock. The whole media's controlled.
And put down the opinions of anyone who disagrees.
What kind of dreamland can you live in to accept that as a reality?